But what is the Last Supper? For who is this? And what does it to us? We read 1 Corinthians 11. It is good to read it from the Word of God. The Lord Jesus, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, for which is given for you, and do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, and he said, "Whenever you eat the bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus did it. In the evening before he was betrayed with his disciples, he was together, and he was there to have the Passover. In the mean that the Jews did it at that time, and Jesus said, and we read it in Matthew 26, verse 26. Where will you have the Passover this time? And then we read that when the evening came, he was together with his disciples. And he was together to eat with him, to break the bread and to drink the cup. And in 26 we read, "While they were eating, Jesus took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many of the forgiveness of sin." We see that he installed the Last Supper. It was the supper of the Lord, the Holy Supper, or the table of the Lord, that are the names for this Last Supper. And during that Last Supper, he took the bread and the wine, where the bread is the body of Christ and the wine is the blood of Christ. And he came to the world, where the world was lost in guilt. And he paid the price to take away all the sins of all the world. And there was brought in the time of Solomon thousands and thousands of offerings from animals until Jesus came, and he took all the sins in him, and he gave his body. He gave himself, and that is the fundament of our life, that we can be redeemed, cleansed from all our sins. God the Father took all the sins from us and laid it down on Jesus, and he took it, and he took it away from you and me. And there is the remembrance that we have. For who is this Last Supper? For everybody who believes that Jesus is the Savior, the taking away of sins, when you do not react on that and not accept the offering of Jesus and the body that died for you and the blood was shed for you, when you believe that for yourself, then it will be the message that give you life, new life for you. You see, so in this way, that the Last Supper is for you, given for you. And for his disciples, the followers of him. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. And together we may have the Last Supper. Eat from his body, drink from his blood. Then you are somebody who will be educated through him, and you will get a relation with him. And by your faith, you have a relation, you get a relation given by the Lord with him forever and ever. The Last Supper, I wrote down four things. You will be strengthened when you eat this Last Supper. Strengthened in your face. I did it, Lord, and the Lord did it for me. I have my sins, and you took my sins away. I need not to do it myself. He did it for me. That is the mercy of God. It is an offering of mercy. And then second, you will be together with him. To be one in him. You will share your body, and he will share his body with you. So let the cup will share you in his blood, and the bread will share you in his body. Because this one bread, we will be one bread and one body with him. You have a relationship, a unity with him. You share it with your brothers and sisters who all believe in him, have faith in him, in his mercy. And therefore, we will have the Last Supper every month, at least. The first church in Jerusalem did it every day. Every day. And we do it once a month, at least. And the third thing is that we may remember what he did for us. That is very important, that in all our difficulties, our sicknesses and pains, he will be with us and he will take it upon him. He will be and will share it with you, and you can share it with him, and he will be with you. He will bear you through it. And you can think it is all about Jesus. He did it all. And he said it us also. He said it also to us, to him. And he said us, do this in remembrance of me. What I did for you. So break the bread and drink the cup. Do this in remembrance of me. And after that he said, take it. My body, the bread, the wine, my blood. every time you are together, do it. Every time anew, in remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, who did it all for you. And the first thing, it is a witness. A witness that you will share the message of mercy from Jesus Christ to the world. You can show it. He is my Lord. He is my Redeemer, my Savior. And I can sit on the same table to share my life with Him and mess together with Him. And it is our remembrance that He died for us. Sometimes God will test us, from 1 Corinthians 11, from 16. When we do eat in an unworthy way, we have to test ourselves before we eat and drink from the Last Supper. We proclaim the Lord's death and comes. So whenever you eat and drink, you have the worthy of Him. You may do it in a worthy manner. It is a remembrance for the community, for the church in Corinthians, but also for our church. Somebody can have a bad relation with another. There in Corinthians, everybody took something with us, but the rich people took more than the poor people, and they were not always one. There were things that were not good, but it did nothing about it. There were sins in Corinthians. They went with their sins to the Lord and told Him it. So when you drink it and eat it in an unworthy manner, you eat and drink without a recognition of the body of the Lord, then you drink and eat a judgment over yourself, on yourself. You have to look in a mirror to yourself before you go to this supper of the Lord, this Last Supper. And in this moment, we will have silence, so you can bring all your sins to the Lord, things who are not right. And if you are not worthy, you can these unworthy things bring to the Lord and say, Lord, I am a sinner, but you will cleanse me in your blood, and I will be cleansed by you. So bring all your sins, your unrighty things to the Lord on this moment, in these silent times. And when you have a sin against your brother or sister, you can go to him or her and say your sins to him or her. So we have been very silent. And when you have brought your sins to the Lord, and there is nothing against that, you come to the Last Supper. There is nothing between you and Christ, between you and the Lord. So when we have this Last Supper, we will sing a song before we do.